We are all called to the greatest legacy that has been set by the one who has called us. We are all called to the legacy of peace. So as we sum up this series, I just wanted to wrap it up by talking about the peace of the one that has called us and given us this great commission to walk in his footsteps and to mimic, to put on what he started so that we can be as he is, a people who have a legacy of peace. So we see that from the time that Jesus was heralded to be born, the angels proclaimed peace upon the earth. In his time on the earth, he was also known as a person of peace. He was known as the Prince of Peace. He spoke of peace. But at the time that he was leaving, he says to his disciples, "Peace I give to you." But not the peace of this world, not according to this world, or not as the world gives. I give you my peace. So it was a different kind of peace. Sometimes in the world we look at peace and we think about us being settled, the absence of war, the absence of hunger, the absence of strife. When we are settled, then we say, "Oh yes, I am at peace." But then Christ speaks of a peace which is more like a signature, more like something that people always remember him by. And today I wanted to think perhaps about what people remember about us. What is the memory that we leave after we have dealt with people? What do they have to hold after that? There are many times that we've perhaps been in life, we've seen a lot of interactions with different people where one party is often left at a loss for words. One party is often left with lots of pain. Indeed, some of us have even experienced such interactions when we have been left feeling very hurt by the legacy that others have left us to remember them by. We have had relationships, perhaps, which have left us with scars. Sometimes it is the fault of me, and perhaps the fault might even lie with you as an individual. I am not here to make a judgment, but I am only here to say, let's think about our steps, let's think about our life, and reflect on the life of the original, the master who has called us. Are we walking in his footsteps? Is our legacy promoting the same legacy? Do we have the same vision? Are we still walking in the same path, in the same footsteps of the person that has called us? It would be lovely if we are. Then I would only just encourage us to keep on doing this wonderful work, because it is such a wonderful thing to be able to be as the master is. After all, we are servants of Christ. Therefore, it is a good thing for us to be able to walk in his footsteps. But now, we see that as Jesus walks upon the earth, every person that he interacts with, he is interacting with them in a selfless manner. How do we actually leave a legacy of peace? How do we reflect Christ and his peace in the people that we interact with? It comes from being resigned to Christ, being willing, or in being in a state of mind where we are willing to not put ourselves first, but put the other person first. Even Paul himself comes to a time when he actually does need some assistance, when he was having trouble. If we look at Philippians 4:15, I will not read it out, but we can just have a look at it, and you can read it as I speak. Paul is a recipient of help. Several times he has been able to receive help from the people that he was preaching to, and they were able to give him aid. So, in other words, it's not something that we can't give. It's not something that is beyond what we can do. Sometimes we look at the things that God did or Jesus did, and we think, oh, well, it was all very well for him because, you know, he was the Son of God and he was able to help people. Of course he was able to help people because he came from God. He wasn't a human. But then we see that even Paul himself was able to receive help, not from people who, by the order of this world, would think that they were greater than him, because I myself always think that Paul was one of the most amazing people ever. But he was able to receive help from the people that he preached to. And they were able to give him aid when he needed it. Therefore, it is a good thing to be able to help people in that way, because the little steps that we do actually show the person of Christ. They leave the legacy, so that when people think about us, they can think about the master that we serve. So that we are careful not to burn people sometimes. One of the few things that I was really thinking about a lot when I was thinking about this thing was, sometimes we look at Jesus giving up the form of being God, his godly form, coming down to the earth and taking the form of a servant. And at times when he was humiliated, at times when he was called a blasphemer, at times when it wasn't even necessary for people to call him that. So he remained humble, even when it was just for him to take offense. I believe when I was researching this, it is one of the key things that actually makes someone who exudes peace, who, from whose heart peace comes out, in a sense. A person of peace is in the ability to not take offense. I'm not saying that we cannot feel offense. Sometimes it's automatic. People cause offense every day, and it's only natural to feel anger, to feel a rejection, to feel a being put at a disadvantage. But you see, taking a minute, taking a moment before I react to a situation, it is invaluable, because it's at those moments that we actually just react very quickly that we then end up not only losing our calm, but also discrediting the one who has called us. How many times have we said, oh, I wish I hadn't said that. I wish I'd just taken a little thought, counted down from 10. Then things might have been a little bit different. I know a few people who are not even in speaking terms with relatives because of this. A word out of place can destroy your life, but a word in season can save a life and do so much reconciliation. Why am I saying this? I'm just throwing some pointers, perhaps things that we can share with each other. It doesn't matter whether we've been a Christian forever, because we are all human, and these things occur to each and every one of us on a daily basis, that it is a kind and a good thing to follow the footsteps of the person that has called us, so that we can be kind, be peaceful, even when it seems to be, when it seems to be that I'm at a disadvantage, it is also good to just remain calm and give the hurt to God. Sometimes we are a little bit held back, stopped from living that legacy or living that life that makes people see the peace of God or that imparts the peace of God, because, as I said before, we have been hurt. Sometimes we have made so many mistakes that we think it's not worth trying anymore, because sometimes, well, I just get it wrong. I know myself. Every time I try to be good, I try to do something good, it ends up going wrong, so I decided not to try anymore. But you see, I'm just here to share that it's a good thing to get up and try again. It's a good thing to never give up. If Christ gave up on us, we would never really get there. We wouldn't be standing here. But the reason that we are here today is because Christ did not give up on us. And therefore, we should not give up on living that life that he has called us to fulfill, to walk the walk that he has called us to fulfill. Because it is a good thing for us to be able to follow him, even when we don't feel like it. Sometimes I feel like praying, and it just flows naturally. Sometimes I have to discipline myself to pray. Sometimes I have to discipline myself to do things that are Christ-like. Perhaps oftentimes because other people are not really doing what I expect them to do. Sometimes we expect people to be a certain way so that we can be kind to them. But you see, that is not the calling. What is the use of being kind to someone who is also kind to you? It is good to be kind to people, even if it is leaving me in a situation where I might think, okay, this is not good. They're taking advantage of me. Be firm, but be kind. It works. So I won't take too much time because I know that we have communion. The one thing I'll say, let's forgive. It starts from forgiveness. If we can forgive the past and not live in the past, but live in the future, live in the present. The hurt that has been in the past, where we have not been able to share the best of who we are because of hurt, because of fear of hurt, we need to forgive ourselves and we need to forgive so that we can move on, so that we can walk into the life that Christ has laid for us to be able to walk in. I leave you with this statement. It's not a statement, it's probably a question. What use is it if my brother is hungry and he says that he's hungry, and I say to him, may it be well with you, and send him on his way and not give him aid? It doesn't really help anything. I think that was Paul actually that said that. And that kept ringing in my mind as I was just thinking about this, that it's in the action, in the doing, that we find our calling. Sometimes we've got to take a step. We've done the whole series. It's great. We have learned a lot. Now let's step out and do something. I believe that God is faithful to work a good and great work in our hearts and in our lives, where we have thought it is not possible before because we have been afraid. We have been so scared to place ourselves in his hands. Rather, we looked at the situation and the circumstance and said, well, I'm going to get hurt, so I'm not going to try. It's good to be able to step out and trust that he will never leave us and he will never forsake us, as someone so rightly said. God be with us all. Thank you very much.